Marlene Verplank singing with Marlene Verplank. That's Too Late Now from an album called A Quiet Storm. And Marlene Verplank is with me, and you actually brought some others, since you're not just going to sing all the songs by yourself.
No, I brought the wonderful Alan Farnham at the piano, and I brought the fabulous bass player from New York, Jay Lenhart.
We have three historic characters here with me today because Marlene Verplank is the record holder for the most appearances on this show, Singers Unlimited. Jay Lenhart was the first of what I call the Int Perfs, and it was your 75th birthday show.
Oh.
Which was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, well, yes, it was, as a matter of fact. If we wait a little while, we can do my 77th.
Yeah, that's true. And then Alan Farnham played the piano at my 25th anniversary broadcast.
Oh, I remember that.
And also worked with me on a couple of shows, too. So I have history with these people.
You do.
And they have history with this music. And you're going to be, Marlene, you're going to be at NJ PAC on December the 3rd.
Yep, I'm going to be
singing Irving Berlin.
Tribute to Irving Berlin, and the author, Robert Kimball, will be narrating some things about Berlin and talking about Irving Berlin in between a couple of songs.
When you were starting off singing with big bands, that's what we talked about when you first came all those years ago, all those interviews ago, were you singing lots of Berlin songs? Because Berlin songs were the thing for several decades.
I've been singing Berlin all my life. It seems like every album I do or every show I do, I'll add another one. Because, I forgot this one. And, I didn't realize he wrote this. And he was so prolific that his catalog is endless. I could still do another couple of albums of just Berlin.
When you figure this kid came from Russia, mm-hmm. spoke no English, mm-hmm. on the Lower East Side where everybody was speaking Yiddish if they were speaking together, right. And suddenly he ends up the definitive American songwriter.
And he started writing as a youngster. Like he said, I could write better than these waiters are singing. He was a singing waiter, and he came on the scene and he said, I think I'll write something. Let me try something. His first hit was Alexander's Ragtime Band, sold 50,000 copies in one day.
Sheet music, we're
talking.
Sheet
music,
yes.
Yes,
yes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And did everybody have to play on only the black keys? Because yeah. Irving Berlin only played the black keys.
Exactly. He used to call his piano his Buick because he took it everywhere with him on ocean voyages. Anywhere he went, he had to have that Buick. He had them fitted so that he could just play the black keys. And
it would actually transpose into other keys,
yes.
But he still was only playing the black. What is all the black? Is that F sharp?
Oh, well, it could be many things.
Once upon a time when I sang, I was told that my natural key is F sharp, so I should be singing Irving Berlin songs, but I'm going to have you sing one. Sing one.
I will. Thank you.
Here's with the Buick of Irving Berlin, Marlene Verplank with Jay Lenhart and Alan Farnham.
I should be able to put all my feelings aside. I should be able to take one free ride in my stride, but fools fall in love. Only lunatics fall in love, and I'm a fool. Fools seek romance. Only idiots take a chance, and I'm a fool. I should be able to put all my feelings aside. I should be able to take one free ride in my stride, but fools cannot play. They get serious right away and break the rules. My heart's on fire when I know I ought to keep cool. But fools fall in love, and I'm such a fool. Why do I allow my heart to make decisions for me? Why do I keep listening to my heart? Why do I get so involved when I would rather be free? Maybe it's because I'm not so smart. But fools cannot play. They get serious right away and break the rule. My heart's on fire when I know I ought to keep cool. But fools fall in love, and I'm such a fool.
Marlene Verplank with Jay Lenhart and Alan Farnham, and that's a Irving Berlin song. She's going to be singing Irving Berlin at NJ PAC on December 3rd, and then upcoming at Mesro on December 12th, she'll be there, and at Kitano on December 30th, she'll be there. We'll talk about that and much more and have more songs in just a while amongst the Singers Unlimited on WBJO.
And when you do, and the right one breaks through, he'll be true. Just to you, he'll be true. My impetuous heart.
That's the title song from an album called My Impetuous Heart. And it's a song by Leon Nock and Billy Verplank, longtime beloved composer and arranger and beloved of Marlene Verplank. And she's with me again amongst the Singers Unlimited on WBGO. We have lost count of how many times.
I'm just the happiest person in the world to be part of your show a little bit here and there, and thank you so much for having me.
Easily 15.
Easily, yes.
Yeah, over 32 years or something like that. And,
something.
And she's come with Alan Farnham and Jay Lenhart, and they've both been on the show. So we keep on going, and you're going to be singing Irving Berlin songs at NJ PAC on December 3rd. And Mesro, you're going to be doing a show on December 12th called Jazz That Sings. What's that?
Jazz Songs That Sing. Well, it's songs that were instrumental, and then lyrics were put to them by different people. And we
like
have
John Hendricks?
Well, I'm not doing John Hendricks, but I am doing Bill Evans.
Okay.
And Duke Ellington.
Okay.
And Dave Frischberg and people like that. So we have one here by Bill Evans. It was a great instrumental by him, and the great Roger Shore wrote a beautiful lyric to a Bill Evans song called In April.
Okay.
You feel the charm of spring. In April, something's in the air. The world's a playground swing in April. Suddenly, the sun.
sunshine discloses. Soon they'll be roses. Your heart proposes twice a day. Imagine love blossoms all around in April. Not a worldly care. Your lonely heart has found a home today. And in the space of a minute, you're swept up in it. With luck, you'll win it, your spring bouquet. That happy ending, a love in April that will stay. Everywhere, due to that special one in April, he can make a cottage a tower, a bud, a flower, an April shower, a surprise. Imagine love is the only April. Nothing can compare. When Cupid plans to aim his fateful dart, then you'll take leave of your senses. Drop all defenses as he commences to do his part. When you start falling and April steals away your heart, and April steals away your heart, you feel the charm of spring in April.
We're in the winter now, but thinking about April up ahead. That's a Bill Evans song.
It is.
Roger Shore.
Roger Shore
shows up at all these gigs.
I
always
know.
See him there.
He's so faithful.
And Jay Lenhart playing bass and Alan Farnham at the piano with Marlene. She's at and on WBGO, Singers Unlimited, indeed, as she's been for a long time. A song like The Best Thing for You, I'm thinking, there were many songs that are standards now that were brand new when you were singing with the big bands. And so you were handed songs that you'd never heard before that now everybody's heard ever since.
Yeah.
And this was an Ethel Merman song, or from an Ethel Merman show.
It's from Annie Get Your Gun, yeah.
No. Call Me Madam.
Call Me Madam.
Yeah, I was getting mixed up.
But Call Me Madam, and what a score from there, you know.
Well, don't get it mixed up. She's going to be singing Irving Berlin songs at NJ PAC on December the 3rd, and there'll be much more ahead, December 12th at Mesro and December 30th at Kitano.
I'll be with these two guys. The guys at Kitano, yes. It's exciting to have them. And the great Don Braden's going to join us on the sax. So that should be a beautiful night.
Well, here she's with these two guys, Jay and Alan at WBGO. And here is The Best Thing for You from Marlene Verplank.
Please let me say from the start,
I don't pretend to be smart. I just suggest what I think best, having your interest at heart. I only want what's the best thing for you, and the best thing for you would be me. I've been convinced after thinking it through that the best thing for you would be me. Every day to myself I say, point the way, what will it be? I ask myself, what's the best thing for you and myself? And I seem to agree that the best thing for you would be me.
Plank with Jay Lenhart and Alan Farnham. They're with me in the WBGO studios, live or a reasonable facsimile of it on the WBGO. There'll be more.
I like to feel fancy free. I like to live young. I like the old merry-go-round. I like to play lover, but don't like to get stung. I like my 2 feet on the ground. I may date a guy nightly, kiss him lightly, but will he get under my skin? Well, my friends, it all depends on the mood I'm in. I like to hear opera, I like to rejoice. I'm not the predictable kind. Whatever the option is, whatever the choice, I like to make up my own mind. If the choice were to break up, kiss him and make up, I'd try not to lead with my chin. Well, my friends, it all depends on the mood I'm in. I may change, who can tell? I may suffer the pangs of remorse. I may change neath the spell of that old irresistible force. But I'm going the route single. Ah, don't look to find me caught up in that marital spin. Yet someday I may sight one who looks like the right one and waltz down the aisle with chagrin. You see, my friends, it all depends on the mood I'm in.
I may change, who can tell? I may suffer the pangs of remorse. I may change 'neath the spell of that old irresistible force. But I'm going the route single. I don't look to find me caught up in that marital spin. Yet someday I may sight one who looks like the right one and waltz down the aisle with chagrin. You see, my friends, it all depends. To me, my disbelieving friends, it all depends on the mood I'm in.
Marlene Verplank, the mood I'm in, the mood she's in, with Jay Lenhart and Alan Farnham on WBGO, at WBGO, with me on Singers Unlimited. She's been on this show more than any other singer through the 30-plus years of this show. The mood I'm in, actually, your most recent of how many albums?
Five stars. Don't forget the five stars.
Oh, the five stars. Yes, yes. She's one of the very few five-star getters in the Downbeat last year, and that's a great thing. And there were no, I think there was only one other singer.
No, there were no other singers. I was the only singer.
You're right. She was the only five-star getter in the Downbeat magazine last year. They had this thing at the end of the year where they list them all. You know, who got five, who got four and a half, and four, and she got five for The Mood I'm In. But that was not from the album. That was with us here, and she's going to be December 3rd, singing Irving Berlin at NJ PAC. December 12th, Jazz Songs. What are you calling it? Jazz Songs That Sing. Okay, yeah. Okay. And Mesro with Jay and Ellen. And then Kitano on December 30th.
Yeah.
And Jay, you're here. You have a brand new album out. It's called Don't You Wish.
Don't You Wish. You've taken me kind of by surprise, Michael, I must admit. I didn't bring any music from Don't You Wish.
As if you don't know your own songs?
I know my own songs.
You wrote every song on this album.
That's true. This is very true. But I didn't bring any music, and it involves piano. But I did bring something that's really nice. By the way, I've gotten five stars plenty of times, like a star here,
and a star there. Yes.
A star here.
Here's the thing. When you were with me the last time, And you were talking about that your favorite gig of all time, and you've played with everybody. You said you love nothing more, no other gig more than playing with Tomoko Ono.
This is true. She's so responsive to what I'm doing, and she plays it so beautifully, and she channels Jean Harris. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
And meanwhile, you're stuck with her husband today.
Well, it's a pretty good stick if you must be stuck with somebody. And besides, I rehearse at their house every Tuesday, and he ingrains the music in. So when Tomoko is like off on a trip to Venezuela or something like that, Alan is willing to jump right in and play the music for me. So.
Okay. So, coach, and
so this is another song, but this gives you the idea of what's going on. This song was written as I drove across the country, and I was looking in the rearview mirror, and I was just amazed at how badly I looked to myself. So I wrote myself a little song just to kind of try to cheer me up. When you look in the mirror in the morning, wonder what you see. 'Cause when I see you in the evening, you don't look so good to me. A poor soul all downtrodden and all wrapped up in his own misery. I hate to preach to you, 'cause preaching's kind of rude. To you, but let me not be misconstrued. It's time for you to reach deep down inside yourself, and brother, try to change your attitude. 'Cause misery's your mistress, and bad luck seems to be your wedded wife. Misery's your
news and she's causing you a mess of stress and strife. Time to change your attitude and bring a little joy into your life. Bring a little joy into our lives, Alan. Misery's your mistress and bad luck seems to be your wedded wife. Yes, misery's your mistress and she's causing you a mess of stress and strife. Time to change your attitude and bring a little joy into your life. Time to change your attitude and bring a little joy into your life. Just a little bit. Just try for a little bit and then a little bit more later on. Soon you'll have it. Little joy into your life.
Jay Lenhart with Alan Farnham. Is that called Change Your Attitude?
It's called Joy.
It's called Joy.
Joy.
Oh. Well, Change Your Attitude to Joy.
Yeah, you can call it anything you want, Michael. Call it.
I call him James Chancellor Lenhart because that's your actual
real
name.
For good reason.
I can't let it up after discovering this, after knowing you for 40 years.
Right. Well, what are you going to do? I had to live with it as a kid, but... That Chancellor thing hung heavily over me, but
he's got a new album with Tomoko Ono. It's out. It's called "Don't You Wish," and Jay's going to be with, and Alan Farnham is going to be with Marlene Verplank. December 30th, New Year's Eve. At Quintano, and then December 12th. Before that, going to be at Mesro. Jazz Songs That Sing, and in the meantime, December 3rd at NJ Pack up the street, you're going to be singing Irving Berlin songs.
Michael, may I interrupt?
I would be
remiss not to mention that Tomoko and I are going to be up at Maureen's Jazz Cellar on November 26th in Nyack.
There you go.
Beautiful little club that's started up there that's just the greatest.
Okay.
David Budway's Club, November 26th. Thank you.
And you regularly show up hither and yon.
Hither and yon. Hither and yon closed. They got a problem.
So you're stuck with Berlin once in a while.
Yes, I do.
Indeed. And that was where your last album was recorded.
That's right. Thank you. Boy, you're good.
Actually, I remember showing up at Berlin one night and you were Maureen McGovern. Remember that night?
Yes. That's happened a lot of times.
You looked good, though. I remember. Anyway, we roll along, and it's what, about 80? It's 30 years, I think, since you were on the show first, Marlene.
Well, I remember you when you first came to BGO, so how many years are you here?
I came at the end of 84.
Well,
so
that's
and we started this show around 85, 86,
okay.
Somewhere in there. We never can remember. I can't remember.
I think I was right there.
I remember the first conversations. We talked about, because Billy, your wonderful husband, Billy Verplank, was with you, and we talked about Tommy versus Jimmy, the Dorsey brothers, and how one was a flop. Jimmy was a flop, but the nicest guy, and Tommy was a grand success and not nice. Do you remember that?
I do remember his conversations. He worked with both as leaders, and then at the end they were together, and he... He idolized Tommy because he was such a leader of
Billy
men.
Billy was a trombonist.
Yeah, well, and also he was such a great leader. He just knew how to handle the band and how to come out, and he was a star.
And nonetheless, Jimmy was a sweetie.
He was a sweetie.
But also, one of the things we talked about was that you did all those commercials. I think you sang the, your Campbell's soup.
Everything.
Ooh, goodness,
I did all the commercials for so many years, and it was a great part of my life. And I loved getting up in the morning and not knowing who I was going to see, what I was going to sing. And there was like Clark Terry, there was Louis Belson, there was whoever, Frank West. They were all the best, most fabulous musicians in the world. It could be Derek Smith or Dick Hyman at the piano. It could be Milt Hinton or George DeVivier at the bass. You know, it was just a very special moment that I worked with all of these great, great musicians.
We just finished the annual jazz festival, the T.D. James Moody Jazz Festival in Newark. But actually, you sang, I booked you on the very first Sarah Vaughan Jazz Festival. Do you remember this? You sang in this very studio about 30 years ago.
For Sarah Vaughan?
It was called the Sarah Vaughan Jazz Festival.
Really?
1 year, and then the next year it was called something else, the New York Jazz Festival.
That must have been a couple of years ago.
It was about 30 years ago.
I don't remember that one.
It was when this performance studio was new. So, I mean, there's you are the continuum of Singers Unlimited.
Thank you.
So
I'll be happy to continue on.
All right. Well, in the meantime, she's continuing with Irving Berlin, NJ Pack, December 3rd. And Mesro, December 12th, and Kitano, December 30th. And you've got Jay and Alan with you on the gigs and with you at WBGO. Let's have one more.
Okay. We'll do something that we're going to do at Kitano.
Okay.
This is Jerome Kern, and I think it's Otto Harbach. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Nobody. Oscar Hammerstein.
Oops, Hammerstein. Okay.
He could write. He was good.
Faults. He likes my faults. I'm not very bright. He's not very bright. He thinks I'm grand. That's grand for me. He may be wrong, but if we get along, what do we care, say we? When he holds me close, close as we can be, I tell the lad that I'm grateful and I'm glad that I'm nobody else but me. I wanna be no one but me. I am in love with a lover who loves me the way I am. I have my faults and he likes my faults. I'm not very bright. He's not very bright. Oh, he thinks I'm grand, and that's grand for me. He may be wrong, but if we get along, what do we care, say we? When he holds me close, close as we can be, I tell the lad that I'm grateful and I'm glad that I'm nobody else but me. Thank you.
my faults. I'm not very bright. He's not very bright. Oh, he thinks I am grand, and that is grand for me. He may be wrong, but if we get along, what do we care, say we? When he holds me close, close as we can be, I tell the lad that I'm grateful and I'm glad. Dooba dooba doo 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 dooba dooba twee you dooba 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 doo dooba 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 doo. Nobody else but me.
That was the last song of Jerome Kern, written for a revival of Showboat.
That's right.
And Oscar Hammerstein.
And you know, your friend and my friend as well, Cleo Lane, was asked to do the show in England, and she only would do it if she was allowed to sing that song.
Indeed.
Which was deleted from the show.
Nobody else but Marlene Verplank with me here on WBGO, and with her here and me here, Jay Lenhart on the bass and Alan Farnham at the drums. And thanks, y'all, for bopping by.
Our pleasure indeed.
That's one of the songs you're going to be doing at Kitano on New Year's Eve Eve. That's December the 30th at Kitano. She's going to be December 12th at Mesro. She's going to be at NJ PAC December 3rd. And Jay Lenhart, you're going to be
at Maureen's up in Nyack on November 26th, Sunday, 6 o'clock.
Where are you going to be, Alan Farnham?
I'm playing up at the Falcon with Elliot Zygmunt. One of those Sundays. Third Sunday in December.
Okay.
I don't have a calendar in front of me.
Meanwhile, good to have you all, and the record holder continuing, breaking her own record, Marlene Verplank with
Thank
the Singers
you,
Unlimited.
Thank you.
WBGO.